This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi Mining, bringing relevant mining, engineering and strategic consultancy services to a dynamic industry. Wednesday, November 4, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon de Rehove. Making headlines today. South African retailer Woolworths has implemented a move away from conventional farming methods. It has pioneered a new method of farming fresh produce, which it says is aimed at improving soil and plant health, preserving water and soil, and protecting biodiversity. The company says that, by 2012, all of Woolworths' locally grown fresh produce, sourced from produce supplier farmers around the country, will either be produced through the so-called Farming for the Future approach or organically. Farming for the Future will improve soil health and decrease the use of pesticides, herbicides and fertilizers, conserve water resources, reduce chemical runoff into river systems and dams, protect and promote biodiversity, and allow the earth to more effectively bind carbon. By 2012, 85% of the retail group's fresh produce will be sourced under the Farming for the Future program, with 6% being organic and the 9% balance comprising seasonal imports. Already, some 50% of the company's available fresh produce is Farming for the Future compliant. Gauteng Premier Nomvula Moyokane says that it'll be a bonus if the first phase of the Gautrain rapid rail link, stretching from the OR Tambo International Airport to Sandton, is ready for the 2010 FIFA World Cup. There has been much speculation on whether the initial phase of the 25.4 billion rand project would be ready in time for the World Cup, especially as former Gauteng Premiers had indicated repeatedly that it would be completed for the kickoff in June. Gautrain Management Agency CEO Jack van der Merwe told Engineering News last week that it would be possible to complete the project in time, but that this carried a yet unknown price tag. A decision on whether accelerating the project was a value for money proposition to government was now expected to be taken in December. Also making headlines, South Africa's electricity crisis response team hits turbulence. Ghana has no intention of abrogating Vodafone Group's $900 million purchase of a 70% stake in Ghana Telecommunications. The vehicle market starts bottoming out while rental companies gear up for 2010. And South Africa needs longer-term renewable energy targets to unlock the sector's potential. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.